The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
This hymn is found in Worship and Praise. Our confidence is in the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, you set us free in Jesus Christ with a power greater than all that would keep us captive. Grant that we might live gracefully in our freedom, without selfishness or arrogance, and through love become slaves to the freedom of the gospel for the sake of your reign. Amen.
This lesson is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The word of the Lord.
Worship and Praise 59, Holy Ground. Words and music by Jaron Davies.
The second reading is Psalm 91. I dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and abide in the shadow of the Holy One. I say, "You are my refuge and stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. You will deliver me from the snare of the hunter and from all manner of evils. You will cover me with your pinions and hide me in the shadow of your wings. I need not be afraid of any terror of the night or danger of the day. I will be strong in the face of difficulty and face the trials of my life with calm assurance. I need not fear illness or injury. People who roar like lions or hiss like snakes, you will tread on my fears. I hear you whisper, I am bound to you in love. Therefore, I will help you in times of trouble. I am with you when you call for me. I will dwell in your heart through the years of your life and forever. The word of the Lord.
This is ELW 172. Hallelujah.
A reading from 2 Kings chapter 2. Just before God took Elijah to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were out on a walk out of Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Bethel." Elisha said, "Not on your life. I'm not letting you out of my sight." So they both went to Bethel. The guild of prophets at Bethel met Elisha and said, "Did you know that God is going to take your master away from you today?" "Yes," he said, "I know it, but keep quiet." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Jericho." Elisha said, "Not on your life. I'm not letting you out of my sight." So they both went to Jericho. The guild of prophets at Jericho came to Elisha and said, "Did you know that God is going to take your master away from you today?" "Yes," he said, "I know it, but keep it quiet." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. God has sent me on an errand to the Jordan." Elisha said, "Not on your life. I'm not letting you out of my sight." And so the two of them went on their way together. Meanwhile, 50 men from the guild of prophets gathered some distance away while the two of them stood at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and hit the water with it. The water divided, and the two men walked through on dry land. When they reached the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "What can I do for you before I'm taken from you? Ask anything." Elisha said, "Your life repeated in my life. I want to be a holy man, just like you." "That's a hard one," said Elijah. "But if you're watching when I'm taken from you, you'll get what you've asked for, but only if you're watching." And so it happened. They were walking along and talking. Suddenly a chariot and horses of fire came between them, and Elijah went up in a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it all and shouted, "My father, my father! You, the chariot and Calvary of Israel." When he could no longer see anything, he grabbed his robe and ripped it to pieces. Then he picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, returned to the shore of the Jordan, and stood there. He took Elijah's cloak, all that was left of Elijah, and hit the river with it, saying, "Now where is the God of Elijah? Where is he?" When he struck the water, the river divided, and Elisha walked through. The guild of prophets from Jericho saw the whole thing from where they were standing. They said, "The spirit of Elijah lives in Elisha." They welcomed and honored him. Word of God, word of life. This spring, both Albert and Velma Holk, Phil's parents, passed away, and they were more than just the bedrock of our family, more than just pillars for us. They were mentors and guides and friends. They were models of kindness and generosity, of faithfulness and gentleness and loyalty. And with their passing, a mantle of their family leadership has passed to us, and we can hear them calling to us to develop within us the gifts of loyalty, of generosity and faithfulness and gentleness. And, you know, that gentleness thing for me, it seems to be both impossible and if it were to happen to in me, like God causing a miracle. But we also know that God's power is limitless, and that the ways that we have been mentored and taught and raised and the models of good people around us do affect us, and we aspire to be like them, to follow in their footsteps and to raise our family in similar ways. Of course, Phil and I have our own gifts, and those are being developed in us the way that they're being developed in us. And so our parenting and our family leadership looks different than Albert and Velma's. But we certainly feel the passing of a mantle of sorts to us. When Elijah was about to be taken up in the whirlwind, Elisha knew that was going to happen, and so did Elijah. And Elijah tried to have that go easy on Elisha. His idea was to just say, you know, you stay here, I have an errand to run, and then to quietly slip away. But Elisha wasn't having any part of that. You know, when you love someone, when you're mentored by someone, you want to be there right to the end. And Elisha wanted to be there right to the end, not just because he wanted to walk that journey with Elijah, but I believe he wanted to see what was going to happen. And in this transition, God does a couple of things that are both miraculous and impossible, at least by our standards. And one is that the River Jordan parts with the touching of Elijah's cloak. That happens twice in this story. And the second is that Elisha sees Elijah taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot in a whirlwind. And, you know, it just causes me to think that transitions are difficult. Life transitions are difficult. Losing loved ones is difficult. But all major transitions are difficult, even if they're joyful ones. They're difficult because what we've known as normal is suddenly jolted or jerked away from us, and then we're left with a void into which we're called to create a new normal. And it is just as when your parents die, or when your mentor is taken up by a whirlwind in a chariot of fire to heaven, a mantle passes to us in times of transition. We could say that mantle is a call to a new kind of leadership, to a new way of being. We can no longer rely on things as they once were, nor on the mentors we once had, but we're called into a sort of uncharted territory, which perhaps causes us to pray for God's miracles because things can seem impossible to us. In this time of COVID-19 social isolation, a new kind of mantle has been passed to our whole community, not just the church community, but to our whole community all across the world. And I can hear Jesus calling to us to take up the mantle of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to as best we can model joyfulness and love, to model kindness and peace and patience, to lead in a way that hasn't been demanded of us before. And that can be a big challenge. And parts of that can seem to us to be impossible or to require the miracles of God. But we know our God is faithful and that God's power is limitless. And when vacuums like this open up in our lives because of major transitions, there are also opportunities for us to grow and to change, to step into the fullness of who God is calling us to be, to pray that the gifts of the Holy Spirit would be the fruit of our lives as we figure out how to navigate these days and this time. I pray God's peace be with you in the transition time, that in the vacuum of all that you have lost, you also see the opportunity of God's good gifts to be developed in you, that you feel them being developed in you, that we all pray for their development and for their fruit to bear forth in our lives, that we might step into our leadership. This is our time. It's our time to grow, to lead, to develop, to model, and to shine. Jesus is going to say, you know, much later in the biblical story, "You are the light of the world, and a city on a hill cannot be hid." May your light shine. May it grow and develop and bless you and everyone around you. In the name of our powerful, miraculous God. Amen.
Be Not Afraid, a hymn by Bob Dutherford.
The creeds of the church are public professions of faith. Mostly they're ancient, but we also find our faith and our belief resonating with modern creeds. And so we profess our faith in the words of the creed, God the Provider. The words are below.
We believe in the God who provides for our every need, who has an answer to our deepest questions, and a purpose for us in life. Today we praise God the Provider. We believe in Jesus Christ, our holy brother, who stands by our side when light turns into darkness, who suffers our pain and turns it into a blessing. For the presence of Christ in our lives, we praise God the Provider. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, who inspires us when our spirits are dried up, who creates something new when old structures crumble. For the spirit of hope and renewal, we praise God the Provider. Amen.
Confident of your care, O God, and helped by your Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, you gathered the church to be part of your mission as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. As Elijah acknowledged the great faith of Elisha, help your church discover and find blessing in the faith of others, especially people we might otherwise reject. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You have blessed us with the bounty of the earth. Grant your grace to all your creatures that the earth will flourish. Relieve waters choked by garbage. Renew soils stripped of nutrients. And refresh the air all creatures need to live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call the nations to be glad and sing for joy. Let your way be known among all the nations of the world, now divided by competing interests, contending alliances, and consumed by enormous worry. Bless us all and make your face shine upon us all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You show extended mercy, kindness, and generosity. We pray for those who do not have enough, for outcasts in our communities, cities, and towns, and for all who need your healing, especially for those for whom we now pray both aloud and in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In you, O God, we live and move and have our being. Grant our congregation grace to find our life refreshed in you. Accompany us in the rhythms of late summer and in the rhythms of self-isolation. Give us rest and renewal and strengthen us for mission in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your eternal promises are more than we could ever imagine. As you gather all the saints, join us also with them on the great day of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive a blessing. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Sustainer bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.
ELW 525, You Are Holy.
Peace, to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.